I know Jeff wants to bust my chops right now.
Well, you
now,
were asking me for a list. We put together a little content list for the show yesterday, but I thought you were asking for my list of grievances because I've got, boy, do I have grievances today.
I thought you said you were not making a list of grievances.
I came in
today.
I make a list of grievances every day. Every morning I say, who has wronged me?
Who?
And who do I need to have words with after the morning show?
Guess who's usually first on the list?
You? Cody.
Me. Yeah, me.
And I said, it is my birthday today. I will be merciful. I will not make a list of grievances.
He's a benevolent monarch.
But this is not a grievance. I guess this is not this is just something I witnessed. I'm giving voice to the voiceless here at the radio station. So yes, if you've been listening all morning, the coffee machine at the radio station broke.
Won't shut up about it.
And Cody was begging my partner to make the drive in and bring us coffee.
She offered.
She offered at one
Jeff
point, and I said no.
No.
She's cleaning our house right now.
And
we have a person who has perhaps even arrived at my house who is going to be working from our house.
Road trip!
It's already a road trip. The road trip was to my house. The road trip is not from my house to bring coffee to the
road
radio station.
Road trip!
So who came in
Tell
this morning?
Tell them we have great Wi-Fi here. Got a good signal, fast internet.
So Robert, who comes in at around, usually around 7, a little before 7 most mornings, and often brings his own French press full of coffee.
I think he probably makes it at home.
He makes it at home. He uses very nice Joshua Tree coffee beans.
And it's a big French press.
It's a big
press.
French press.
It's like a full half gallon.
So Robert said, you know, you guys have no coffee. I'm happy to share some of my coffee with you. Robert has a little tiny mug. It's like a beautiful handmade ceramic mug. And then I poured a little half cup into my mug, and I said, thank you, Robert. And then Cody drinks out of a big Pee Wee Herman mug. It looks like it's the biggest coffee mug I've ever seen. And I got Cody.
I have a bigger one at home.
I got Cody a little cream, and then he went to Robert's French press and just proceeded to pour the entire French press of Robert's expensive coffee that he made and brought for himself into Cody's enormous Pee Wee Herman mug.
It was not the, oh, Robert is dripping.
Robert's out of coffee. And then Robert said, Cody, you just drank.
There's still coffee in that French press. Thank you very much.
Robert said, Cody, you just drank all the coffee that I made. And Cody said, you can make more.
Yeah. I've got all the things
you drank need. All of Robert's special coffee that he makes just for himself. You drank it all. And
I have coffee beans. I have a bean grinder. I have an electric kettle.
There's
for
difference.
Him to heat the water for his French press.
Cody, you need to know that there is a difference between office coffee and home coffee. Home coffee is nice, and it's, I'm sure Robert has a very, he has the burr grinder, and he's doing the big, beautiful French press, and you're like, oh, just use whatever, like, store beans I got. Oh, just use that in your French
They're
press.
They're Starbucks!
That's store beans.
I mean, we bought them at a store, yes. Robert, do you have a burr grinder?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, a really nice one.
Are you messing with me?
No.
He has a burr. Okay, that's the difference that you can't.
Yeah.
You didn't have to use the.
He's probably using filtered water. I mean, I guess we filter the water here. Okay, we filter the water here.
We have a filter. Right. We have beans.
How was Robert's special coffee that you drank all of? No, you don't know because you put sweet cream into it.
It's just a splash. It's good. Could be a little stronger, actually.
I send Robert home. Tell him to make you another giant pot of coffee for
no,
your,
it's perfectly
for your
fine.
Big Pee Wee Herman mug.
This is
mug.
How he made it for himself.
You do
beggars
the,
and choosers and all that,
You
Jeff.
Do the big, enormous novelty mug, and you put the Mr. T cereal on top of it.
I'm going to allow it because it's your birthday. Happy birthday to Mr. Jeff Harmatz.
It is. My parents and my nephews are sending me texts about my birthday. They've all said, if they're listening, thank you for the wonderful texts. My partner.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Gail.
I sneak around in my house. I know your wife wakes up before you sometimes, which is wild.
Sometimes? Not this week. This week she's been asleep. I can always tell how asleep she is because I wake up in the morning and I do all my like pre-work stuff in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning, alarm goes off. I'm up. The only thing I do in the morning really is I reapply my deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, deodorant, dress, smooch wife, grab lunch, out the door.
So my routine is a little, it's similar. I try and do as much as I can in the evening, but yeah. I get up. I usually have a cold brew at the house before I leave, a little half cup of cold brew. And then I pop back into the bedroom. I have all my clothes laid out in the living room so I can get dressed and not disturb my partner. But I do pop in to like brush my teeth and wash my face in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Usually she's asleep. And today she was like sitting up and in a full, clear, awake voice said, happy birthday, my darling. And she scared the heck out of me. I was like, what is going on? Is there a ghost in this house?
I can always tell how asleep my wife is by what reaction I get when I go to smooch her, when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes There's three basic reactions.
Okay.
There's the, if she's kind of awake, where she, or like about to get up, where I'll smooch her, and then she'll kind of roll over. She usually wants me to then give her a hug. She'll, you know, oh, you know, have a good day, all that. In the middle is when I smooch her and she kind of stirs a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I go to smooch her and it's like Sleeping Beauty. Like she is, she is dead to the world. Mm-hmm. She, no reaction, nothing. It's just for me at that point, cause she's not even going to remember that I gave her a smooch before I left. Actually, so kind of funny. Uh-huh. I don't know if we even mentioned this. Speaking of our darling partners,
oh, we have a little bit to get into with from the Chicago trip. Is this where you're leading up to?
Yeah.
I went to Chicago last week. We went to a radio conference. We'll spare you the details of the radio stuff.
And yeah, speaking of the lights of our lives,
uh-huh.
I think we even mentioned earlier this week we got there. So Jeff brought two bags.
Well, I brought a backpack for like book and notebooks for the conference and a suitcase with clothes in it.
A carry-on.
That's like a normal thing. That's like the lightest way you can normally travel.
No, I think I traveled lighter than you.
You traveled lighter, but I don't think it's a normal way to travel.
I mean, we could take a poll. We can anyway. I had just a backpack.
You shoved all of your clothes into a backpack.
And we get there, we're arriving, and Jeff pulls out a note, mm-hmm. a love note.
It was in my suitcase.
In his suitcase from his darling partner that mm-hmm. had been packed in there so that he would see it.
It was in an envelope.
And I was like, oh, that's so nice. He opened it up, he read it. I'm like, oh, I wonder, because, you know, that's that kind of thing that my wife would usually do. Mm-hmm. And I opened up the pocket of the backpack, because mm-hmm. I just had the backpack. Nothing. Nothing in there. Kind of looked around. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess...
There's nothing in there but too much clothes.
A lot of clothes. I'm like, okay, I guess whatever. She's... I was a little bummed out.
Were you really?
You saw me.
I mean, you said it was very nice that my partner gave me a note, but I don't expect a note from her. If there was no note there, I would not be like, I can't believe she didn't give me a note. She usually gives me a note.
That is the kind of thing that my wife would do. So okay. I was a little bummed about it. And then when I got home, I found, as my wife was unpacking some of the other stuff, I unpacked some of it. We were like going through it. She was helping me out. A note.
Oh, really? Where was the note?
By the time I saw it, it was already sitting. It had been pulled out and it was on the bed. And I saw it. And I said, where was this? And she was like, oh, I put it in your backpack. Mm-hmm. She says, I put it in the big, in the pocket, in the front, because I assumed that's where you would see it when you went in there to get your snacks.
What was it packed? Oh, it was packed with snacks?
And I told her, I said, the only time that I opened that pocket, really, she thought I would see it because there was a bunch of masks and stuff in there. But we were getting the mask. We wore the masks like on the airplane and in the airport. So I didn't need to open. I had extra masks.
You had extra masks.
We never needed to open that. And the only time I ever even opened this pocket, if you recall, was on our way there. When we found out there was going to be no meal service and we couldn't even buy snacks on the plane to Chicago. Like, even if we wanted to pay for the charcuterie, they were like, nope, sorry. That's only for flights of 1,500 miles. And this one's only 1,470. So
yes.
No snacks for you at all on this 3.5 hour flight, which is mind boggling to me.
Yeah.
How can you have anybody in one spot for 3.5 hours and not feed them?
I don't know. That's how the world is, I suppose.
I guess.
I can go 3.5 hours without eating.
So apparently it was in there and I just missed it. And so I found it on Saturday after I got back and it retroactively made my day.
Did it warm your heart to see the note when you finally got it?
It did. Like I said, retroactively warmed my heart. You know, it wasn't anything super fancy.
Okay.
It was just a little love letter.
Speaking of romances on our Chicago trip, it was a business trip that we took. And we did share a hotel room together.
Oh, good. I can finally get rid of this tab.
So, yes, you have the tab open. So this – you describe how this came across your desk.
I have – I don't know exactly how the algorithm works on the iPhones. Mm-hmm. But on like an Android phone, you have your Chrome.
Okay.
Chrome browser. And if you just go to a new tab, there's like a discover and it's just like – there's like stuff. And it is based – you know, it's based on other things that you've looked at.
Other things you've looked at, geographical location, how it talks to other people's iPhones.
What cell phones you were near, all sorts of strange – yeah. So this was, I think, Thursday. Was it Thursday morning?
Yeah, I think it was Thursday morning. No, maybe it was Friday morning.
It was either Thursday or Friday morning. We're in the conference hall. We're waiting for the morning's things to get started. Because I know, like, Thursday morning, we ate our breakfast – at the like bar,
at the, hotel, at the bar. Hotel bar.
Then on Friday, we were like, oh, I think people are eating in here. I think we can eat in this conference room. So we just ate in there.
Can I do a little sidebar?
Sure.
It's been so long since I had flown in an airplane. You brought snacks and I'm
quick
like-
salad bar.
Yeah. You brought snacks and I was like, I can't bring food onto a plane. That's rude to eat in front of somebody you're sitting next to. And then I forgot, oh yeah, they do serve food on these planes and everybody's eating. And so I was at this meeting and I was like, it's rude to eat in a conference and everybody around us was eating.
Yeah.
So I guess I have weird like hangups about when it is acceptable to eat food and when it is not acceptable to eat food.
It's okay.
That's okay. I'm working on it. I'm learning. Anyways, so we were eating our egg sandwiches in the conference room.
And I open up my phone and what article am I getting from CNN? But an article, it's filed under Chance Encounters.
I'm glad they have a tag for that.
The headline here, the co-workers who fell in love when they shared a hotel room. And I thought it was very funny. Mm-hmm. I clicked on it.
Uh-huh.
I showed it to Jeff.
Uh-huh.
I said, is the algorithm trying to tell us something, Jeff?
Does the algorithm know more than we perhaps know about ourselves?
We did share a hotel room.
We did share a hotel room. Cody,
three separate nights,
mm-hmm.
we slept in the same hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, did you fall in love with me?
Not to offend you, not this trip. Maybe next trip.
Okay. I did actually read the whole thing. It's basically about, I don't know if it's two women, I think.
Norway or something?
Yeah, I don't know if they are Norwegian or if they just happen to be like...
They took a work trip to Norway.
Or something, but
to see the beautiful fjords, the famous things that make people fall in love with each other, fjords.
Yes, basically this woman was there and she heard about this big retreat they do. She was very excited and Hannah and Ida they ended up sharing a hotel room, and then apparently they fell in love.
Very romantic. Sorry it didn't go that way for you and I, Cody. For all the people who have been shipping us to fall in love, better luck next time.
You got one other thing for me. Oh, I took the list.
You took the list.
What did I do with
it? Oh, you gave it back to me.
No, I gave it back.
I just thought this was funny. We did a little bit of a food roundup yesterday. We talked about the airline food.
Uh-huh. I know, you left out the tacos in Phoenix.
We got some tacos in Phoenix. Some margaritas. They were good.
The bartender there was very nice.
I wasn't gonna put anybody on blast, but I'm gonna put the bartender on blast. This is not even on the list, but he is on my list of grievances.
The bartender?
The bartender.
I thought it was very nice.
He made me some margaritas and he made them from scratch. He put them into the shaker and stuff, but he was very chatty and seemingly very distracted, and I don't want to hold it against anybody.
What did he forget to put in your margarita?
First of all, he did say that Friday nights at the airport bar were wild. It was a Saturday morning we were there, and he said... They were out of some things. He said, yeah, Friday nights at the airport bar are usually pretty crazy.
Friday and Saturday nights.
But, like, I go to an airport bar when I'm flying somewhere, and I will have a meal and a drink, perhaps. But I didn't know people are, like, getting rowdy on a Friday night. Like, in a normal bar... In a place that you can go to that's easy to get to, and that's a normal place that people go, Friday nights, Saturday nights, that's big time at a bar. Airport bars? I figure airport bars are just busy when flights are happening.
It's Friday night, baby.
Are people flying out on Friday night? I guess so. Is that a popular time for flights?
Yeah, if you're going somewhere for the weekend, it's Friday, you want to get started.
Okay.
You know, maybe you have terrible flying anxiety.
Maybe.
And you're like, I want to be completely intoxicated by the time I get on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do, though?
He kept talking and looking at other people, and he was making my margarita, and he was like, every ingredient he poured in there, he spilled, like, a little bit of it out of the shaker, and then when he shook it a bunch, spilled out, and then when he poured it in my cup, he, like, spilled it everywhere, and I got maybe 7/8 of a margarita.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He was very distracted and spilling willy-nilly everywhere, but... this was that same day, but earlier, we went to the McDonald's at the airport in Chicago, at the O'Hare Airport, and
I was very hungry.
You're very hungry.
Actually, there's two things there. I was very hungry, and I knew that they weren't going to feed us on the plane.
They were not going to feed us on the plane.
And it's a long flight.
So after you tried your best to make the app work at the kiosk, you were, like, trying to insert your phone into the kiosk like it was Breath of the Wild.
I was trying to scan it.
Like it was the Sheikah scanner in Breath of the Wild. You're trying to push it in there, trying to make it sync up. Didn't really work out.
So I was like, oh, whatever. I just ordered.
But you ordered pancakes at an airport.
Yeah.
There's no place to sit.
I knew there was a food court. We had already been next to the place with the tables, Jeff.
So you said, oh, instead of eating a sandwich, which I could, one of the dozens of sandwiches they have that is easy to hold in your hand and walk around and eat or sit in a chair and eat, I said, let me get the one thing that I need to knife and fork.
Pancakes sounded really good.
Also, they do call them hotcakes. We should make the distinction. I don't know if it's a legally protected trademark, but McDonald's does not sell pancakes. They sell hotcakes.
They sounded really good.
I must eat the one thing that I have to sit at a table.
It has been so long since I've gotten the actual, it was a piece of sausage. It was 3 pancakes, mm-hmm. and then I went ahead and got the hash brown.
You sat down at the food court, you got your tablecloth out and a pat of butter, and you laid out your, you set your table setting so you could eat your hotcakes.
And then I was talking about, I wasn't sure if I was going to finish them all, and I was talking about saving them, which Jeff found very funny.
Papa, did you bring us a hotcake from O'Hare?
Hey, those are imported imported hotcakes.
I don't. Is it legal to travel with hotcakes over state lines?
If you're inside the continental, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just ate a sandwich that I could have like stood up and eaten at the airport. I got the normal thing to eat.
You had
at
the
airport.
Same sandwich you'd eaten 3 days in a row.
I wanted to see how McDonald's
honestly
compared to the Swiss Hotel.
Honestly, that's probably the big reason is because we had had a – it's basically an Egg McMuffin at the hotel.
At the conference.
Thursday morning, Friday morning, we had the same breakfast because it was like ready, quick, grab it, easiest, fastest thing that was actual sustenance, not just like, you know, a bagel.
Yeah.
And so I just was like, I want a pancake.
I want a panned cake.
Pancake sounded good.
They even sell a – they turned pancakes into a sandwich over there at McDonald's. And you
yeah,
didn't even
McGriddles.
Get the McGriddle. You couldn't even get the sandwich version. You had to get the one that you got to like, let me find a chair and sit down and knife and fork this. Let me be a delicate eater here at the Chicago International Airport.
And then you were giving me a hard time for how much sugar was on them, but I didn't put that
you
much.
Didn't, no, you didn't – no, to your credit, they give you a big thing of maple syrup. Too big, and you use like a third of the maple syrup, not even a third?
An eighth, maybe.
I'd say closer to a quarter. I'm giving you praise for your restraint.
Yeah, no, I didn't need that.
You wanted to
much.
Save the syrup for the kids. Kids, my fuck.
No, I was not going to save the syrup for them, but I was thinking of bringing the pancakes home. And then Jeff gave me a hard time,
well,
so I just ate them all.
You had no room in your backpack, so you would have said, Jeff, here are the pancakes. Put these in your backpack for my children.
I had already given Jeff some things to hold.
Yes.
I said, Jeff, can you – oh, it's the candy.
You bought all this stuff, and you said, oh, I just brought one bag. I can't carry it. Jeff, put it in your bag.
I bought my wife a little treat from Fannie Mae, which is not the loan servicing company, but it's a chocolatier famous in the Midwest.
That's the new thing that formerly Scooby Snacks, now it's Wife Treats.
And then I also bought some little candy bars for everybody in the office, just as a little token of, hey, we thought about you while we were gone. So what did you get?
It's time for the local news. It's time for Dad Vibes.